USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An Indiana police chief says a suspect in a mall shooting used a rifle to carry out the attack. Greenwood Police Chief James Eisen says the suspect had multiple weapons and over 100 rounds of ammunition with him Sunday in the city just outside of Indianapolis. The suspect ended up being shot and killed by another armed Good Samaritan. Customs and Border Patrol is reporting more than 200,000 illegal immigrant encounters at the southern border last month alone, the highest for June ever reported. The terrorist screening database also flagged six in June, bringing the total to 56 for this year so far, which is nearly double the 30 in the previous 4 years combined. Wall Street giving the thumbs down to Monday, losing 215 points. USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Europe is facing a record-breaking heat wave this week. French officials have warned of a heat apocalypse, while large portions of England have been issued for their first-ever red extreme heat warning. The scorching temperatures have caused emergency services to be stretched thin across Europe. This as firefighters are continuing to put out blazes.
Wildfires are spreading across Europe and forcing some people to flee. Firefighters are tackling blazes in France, Spain, Portugal, Greece, Croatia, and Slovenia, as well as Morocco's northern mountains. Roughly 16,000 people have fled blazes in southwestern France.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. Gas prices fell another nickel over the weekend. AAA reporting the national average price for a gallon of regular is down to $4.52 a gallon. South Carolina could fall below $4 a gallon any day now. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
A jury in Florida must decide between the death penalty or life in prison for Nicholas Cruz, the man who pleaded guilty to 17 counts of first-degree murder from the 2018 mass shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. Lead prosecutor Michael Satz tells the Miami courtroom about some of the security videos the jury will see.
You will see him shoot and kill five students on the third floor and a teacher on the third floor. You will see him wound 13 other students on the first floor, and you'll see him wound three other students on the third floor and wounding of a teacher.
More than 26 years after she disappeared from a California university, the Kristen Smart murder trial begins Monday. Paul Flores allegedly killed a 19-year-old college freshman while attempting to rape her in her dorm room at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo in May of 1996. His father, Ruben Flores, is accused of helping hide the body, and they'll stand trial in Salinas, California. He and his father were arrested last year after investigators uncovered new information in the case. Football season is here. NFL training camps get underway this week as rookies from multiple teams are due to show up before veterans begin reporting for duty this weekend and into next week. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.